9. Architects of the Master Universe. The architects of the Master Universe are the governing cores of the Paradise Transcendentalers. This governing core numbers 28,011 personalities possessing masterminds, superb spirits, and supernal absinites. The presiding officer of this magnificent group, the Senior Master Architect, is the coordinating head of all paradise intelligences below the level of deity. The 16th proscription of the mandate authorizing these narratives says, if deemed wise, the existence of the architects of the Master Universe and their associates may be disclosed, but their origin, nature, and destiny may not be fully revealed. We may, however, inform you that these Master Architects exist in 7 levels of the Absinite. These 7 groups are classified as follows. 1. The Paradise Level. Only the senior or first eventuated architect functions on this highest level of the Absinite. This ultimate personality, neither creator nor creature, eventuated in the dawn of eternity and now functions as the exquisite coordinator of paradise and its 21 worlds of associated activities. 2. The Avona Level. The second architect eventuation yielded 3 master planners and absinite administrators, and they have always been devoted to the coordination of the 1 billion perfect spheres of the central universe. Paradise tradition asserts that these 3 architects, with the counsel of the pre-eventuated senior architect, contributed to the planning of Havona, but we really do not know. 3. The Superuniverse Level. The third absinite level embraces the 7 master architects of the 7 superuniverses, who now, as a group, spend about equal time in the company of the 7 master spirits on paradise and with the 7 supreme executives on the 7 special worlds of the infinite spirit. They are the super coordinators of the grand universe. 4. The Primary Space Level. This group numbers 70 architects, and we conjecture that they are concerned with the ultimate plans for the first universe of outer space, now mobilizing beyond the borders of the present 7 superuniverses. 5. The Secondary Space Level. This fifth corps of architects numbers 490, and again we conjecture that they must be concerned with the second universe of outer space, where already our physicists have detected definite energy mobilizations. 6. The Tertiary Space Level. This sixth group of master architects numbers 3,430, and we likewise infer that they may be occupied with the gigantic plans for the third universe of outer space. 7. The Quartan Space Level. This, the final and largest corps, consists of 24,010 master architects, and if our former conjectures are valid, it must be related to the fourth and last of the ever-increasing sized universes of outer space. These 7 groups of master architects total 28,011 universe planners. On paradise there is a tradition that far back in eternity there was attempted the eventuation of the 28,012th master architect, but that this being failed to absonitize, experiencing personality seizure by the universal absolute. It is possible that the ascending series of the master architects attained the limit of absonity in the 28,011th architect, and that the 28,012th attempt encountered the mathematical level of the presence of the Absolute. In other words, at the 28,012th eventuation level the quality of absonity equivalated to the level of the universal and attained the value of the Absolute. In their functional organization, the three supervising architects of Havonu act as associate assistants to the solitary paradise architect. The seven architects of the superuniverses act as coordinates of the three supervisors of Havona. The 70 planners of the universes of the primary outer space level are at present serving as associate assistants to the seven architects of the seven superuniverses. The architects of the master universe have at their disposal numerous groups of assistants and helpers, including two vast orders of force organizers, the primary eventuated and the associate transcendental. These master force organizers are not to be confused with the power directors, who are germane to the grand universe. All beings produced by the union of the children of time and eternity, such as the trinitized offspring of the final leaders and the paradise citizens, become wards of the master architects. But of all other creatures or entities revealed as functioning in the present organized universes, only solitary messengers and inspired trinity spirits maintain any organic association with the transcendentalers and the architects of the master universe. The master architects contribute technical approval of the assignment of the creator sons to their space sites for the organization of the local universes. There is a very close association between the master architects and the paradise creator sons, and while this relationship is unrevealed, you have been informed of the association of the architects and the grand universe supreme creators in the relationship of the first experiential trinity. These two groups, together with the evolving and experiential supreme being, constitute the trinity ultimate of transcendental values and master universe meanings.